1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Newsletter Time, 751. First Thursday of the month means State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you? Happy morning. February.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Maybe the last will say it, the last person will say it too. We didn't have you in January. Right. Good to have you here in February. And I know the new session starts next week, and I know you want to talk about early childhood education.
Yep. So thank you for having me. Yes, so we have one more week until the session starts on February 7th, and it's a short session, so we'll address bills that relate to the budget or ones that are brought up through committee leadership. And so that's just notable because it means that only certain bills can be brought up in the shorter session. And you know, certainly, I mean, hopefully we'll do a lot of great things, but probably, you know, we won't have the opportunity to do as many big things as we did in the last session. And one of the issues that I'm focused on is, as you said, early childhood education and care. As you know, I've been talking a lot about workforce development, and it's intertwined with so many other issues. And one big factor impacting our workforce is the availability and affordability of early childhood education and care. Over the summer, there was a Blue Ribbon report on childcare that came out, and it noted that Connecticut is home to 181,607 children under the age of five, and investing in our youngest residents brings a 7 to 13% return on investment. However, our current system is really plagued by chronic underfunding and high staff turnover, so we really need to work to recruit and retain people to work in the field of early childhood education and care and ensure that workers are paid a professional wage that reflects the work that they do and provides for career mobility and increasing recruitment. And I think I mentioned this to you when we last spoke in December that I had attended the National Council of State Legislators Forecast 24 conference in Texas, and I participated in a discussion on the workforce, and presenters identified the lack of early childhood education programs as a key component that stands in the way of getting women back into the workforce. And currently there's a 27% gender gap in employment for parents of young children. And because of that, Connecticut loses roughly $1.5 billion a year due to the lack of infant and toddler care. So I really think this is something that we need to address. Another thing that is a priority for me is school meals. In the fall, I had the opportunity to visit two honors civics classes at Greenwich High School, and free school lunches was by far one of the top priorities for the students, which was really surprising to me considering everything that teenagers have on their mind and are thinking about these days. And, you know, I feel like we can spend all we want on buses, textbooks, computers, and other enhancements, but they're really not worth much when kids are hungry and unable to learn. And it's also important to remove any stigma around school meals. So continuing funding for healthy school breakfasts for all and giving the students who are eligible for reduced price meals the ability to get them at no cost, I think are two things that are going to have a huge impact on students and our schools, because, you know, we really want kids to be learning and thriving, and hungry kids don't learn. And just as importantly for many families, relieving the burden of providing meals and the peace of mind they get from knowing their child will eat has a tremendous impact. So, yeah, those are two of my priorities, you know, helping parents care for their kids so they can go back to work and providing for their families and feeding school children.
All right. And then on that note, what is your reaction to the governor's proposal that license fees be eliminated for those seeking work in child care, education, and health care fields?
I think it's great. And, you know, I think we have to figure out how we can fund that. You know, we certainly don't want to take away from other education funding. And so, but I think that is, you know, certainly a step in the right direction and things that we need to start thinking about to make it easier for people to go into the field.
What would you, does the governor give his state of the state at this
On the opening session, yeah. He does. Which is when he'll present the budget.
What are you hoping to hear?
Oh, lots of things. you know, I early childhood education is one, and I think we also need to figure out how we're going to, provide funding for our nonprofits, because that continues to be an issue. There's a lot of initiatives that we need to move forward and keep focusing on in Connecticut. So those are just two of many that I'm hoping to hear. But I'm looking forward to the start of session.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Rachel Khanna, session begins next Wednesday. Look forward to talking to you in March about, things will be well underway by then. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. That is State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich joining me on the first Thursday of each month. And next Thursday will be State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. He'll have a chance to weigh in on the legislative session and the start of it and the governor's talk right off the start with us next Thursday morning at 7:50.